And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. We're going to get started right now. In a Michigan courtroom today, the complex legal battle involving Mark Wesley Rolfe hit a strategic pause. Both the prosecution and defense agreed to delay a crucial preliminary examination, signaling a deeper game at play. Prosecutors juggling multiple felony charges and a separate circuit court case against Rolfe admitted that they need more time. They're working to assemble a comprehensive package deal, but insist on consulting victims before any formal offer is made. And on the other side, defense attorney James Champion welcomed the delay, citing a binder's worth of evidence and videos still to be reviewed. Rolfe himself waived the standard 21-day timeline, clearing the path for this adjournment. The court will now coordinate a new date, allowing both parties to meticulously prepare. And this isn't just a delay, it's a calculated move, giving all sides room to maneuver as they inch towards a potentially broader negotiated resolution. A Michigan courtroom is grappling with a no-show defendant, Philip Lee Curtis, who's managed to miss not one, but two crucial court dates. Originally slated for a plea cutoff this week, Curtis was a no-show, and the court had rescheduled for the day after, but again, an empty seat. His own attorney, Andrew Lockard, reports a complete communication blackout. Mail has been sent to no reply. Curtis's phone is disconnected, and both of these leave him unreachable. With patience wearing thin, prosecutors are pushing for bond forfeiture and a bench warrant. The court, however, is taking an initial step, issuing a show cause order, demanding Curtis explain his vanishing act. The clock is ticking for Mr. Curtis to reappear before more serious consequences kick in. And Michigan students will benefit from the addition of 21 law enforcement officers recently trained in the Teaching, Educating, and Mentoring, also known as TEAM, School Liaison Program. The Michigan State Police Grants and Community Services Division hosted the 5-day training, which concluded Friday, March 6th. Among those who participated and completed the program were the Ubley Police Department and Deckerville City Police Department. The TEAM is a school-based, law-related curriculum taught the grades K through 12 by team-trained police officers with the goal of uniting educators, students, and law enforcement officers to help children protect themselves from crime. And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.